Detroit emergency manager Kevin Orr faces a tough balancing act. He needs to find a way to wring money from city assets to pay off creditors, but he also needs to patch things up enough so Detroit can function post-bankruptcy. One thing that's definitely not functioning now is the city's parking system. Gary Brown is Orr's chief operating officer. He says Chicago-based parking consultants Desmond Associates are looking into it.
They were brought on to evaluate the system, tell us what the asset's worth, and also look at the operation and maintenance and give us recommendations on how we can make it more efficient.
From there, Brown says there are basically three options.
Either change out the meters, enter into a public-private partnership with someone, or possibly even sell that portion of the assets.
That second option, a public-private partnership, might be the most likely. It basically amounts to a long-term lease with a private operator. A few years ago, Chicago made that kind of deal. Desmond Associates was one of many groups that helped put it together. It hasn't gone well.
Rightly so, has been kind of derided, both nationally and internationally, as a terrible deal for the taxpayers.
That's Paul Sajovic, chief of staff to Chicago Alderman Scott Wagaspak. Chicago leased its system to a group of investors and got more than $1 billion up front. But it gave up all future parking revenues for the next 75 years. The city used the money to plug budget holes, and now it's almost gone. In the meantime, parking rates shot up, the city lost control of the system, and it's had to make millions in unexpected payouts. It's now estimated Chicago will lose up to $10 billion over the term of the lease. Sajovic says these types of asset leases are often kind of a sneaky way for cities to borrow money. And unless cities see it that way and put the money into worthy long-term investments, it's usually a losing bargain.
Unless you can make the case that you absolutely have to have, you know, a certain amount of money up front, and you know that you're going to end up at the end of the deal collecting far less money than you would have otherwise, it's really hard to craft an argument for why these kinds of deals would be beneficial.
Richard Little has a slightly more optimistic view. He's the director of the Keston Institute for Public Finance and Infrastructure Policy at the University of Southern California.
It is a way to turn a underperforming public asset into a revenue stream, and Detroit probably needs all the revenue streams it can find.
Little says private investors have a strong incentive to upgrade meters and make sure the system works, because if they don't, they're losing money. But there are good deals and there are bad ones. Little says if Detroit takes this path, it shouldn't be for a big one-time payout. The city should make sure it gets a percentage of future parking revenues. And Little says it's critical to have somebody independent make sure the details add up so the city doesn't, in his words, get rolled.
If the deal only looks good if you're standing in a dark closet, it's probably not a good deal. These things ought to look as good in full sunshine as they do in the dim light.
But Detroit might be in a weak position, or is under pressure to get things done fast, raising questions about the city's ability to negotiate and vet potential deals. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.